How did you start to study gene function is what might be wrong in a cancer cell?
Well, as many things in science go, it was hopefully a bit of prepared mind and minds in our group and an accidental finding, something we call an epigenetic change, was going wrong in cancer. We weren't even primarily trying to study that facet, but we recognized it.
So epigenetics is a fun word. I guess it means above the genes, above genetics.
Exactly. And I like to think of it in a way of explaining it to the public in two analogies. Everybody knows DNA. DNA is the stuff in our cells that has the capacity to do anything a cell can do right, and in some instances wrong. But in many ways, it's like a hard drive on a computer. Alone, it can't do anything. It needs how you put it together and package it in the cell. And that's where epigenetics serves as one of the software packages to do that. Another nice analogy is you're the conductor in front of the symphony, and you've got on your podium the score of musical notes. But alone, that score can play the whole symphony and tell it what to play. But unless you have people with instruments sitting in the symphony, that's the software package that allows you to make great music.